Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KMOX of the 24th Annual Cardinals Winter Warm-Up. It has been a really great couple of hours. And man, I'm just looking at some of the guests that have been through here and are still to come. And we're here all weekend, back tomorrow. Tom Ackerman and Mike Claiborne will be here tomorrow. I believe Amy Mark scores and Charlie Brennan's going to be here on Monday. So the coverage continues. Mike Anderson is right next to me here running the board. Carl Middleman's back in the studio at KMOX, and we're happy to have everybody involved in bringing this to you. Ben Boyd deserves a ton of praise and credit for really pulling in all of the guests that you have heard from and bringing them over and sitting them down and making them spend some time here on air with us, talking to you all weekend long. Joe Pott with you here from Cardinals Winter Warm-Up. We'll welcome you in, and we'll welcome our guest, Rick Ankiel. Welcome to the mic. Welcome to Winter Warm-Up.
Thank you.
What's happening, man?
Ah, living the dream. Just enjoying the cold weather up here.
So I assume that we can expect to see you back as part of the coverage on Fox Sports Midwest this year.
I think that'd be a good assumption.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah. So your preference, do you like the studio, break it down, that kind of work, or would you rather be at the game doing the color? Like, what's more fun for you?
I would rather be doing the game. Okay. Breaking it down is fun too, but it's, you know, you're bored during the game, right? Mm-hmm. You're watching it, but you're in that little green room,
right?
There's nothing real glorious about that. I feel like when you're at the game, you feel like you're a part of the game. You're with the crowd, and there's stuff that you can see and notice that you wouldn't from being at Ballpark Village in the studio, right? The crowd, the warming up. There's these little things you see here and there that you wouldn't see. So.
It's amazing. I've tried to explain that to people, you know, as they go to this. You see it in college basketball. You see it a lot in international sports now. They're having the announcers, you know, off-site in a studio calling the game. I'm a play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
How does that – I would hate that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and as you know, I think there's stuff you get from the crowd.
Oh, sure.
As well, the energy that keeps you pumped up. But just, you know, when you're watching the game and you're watching the bench, right, you start seeing moves happen. You start seeing guys move around so you can kind of tell what's going to happen before it happens.
How cool is an event like this? You've been part of this, I'm sure, as a player as well, just to come out cold January weekend, and here's this throngs of fans to talk Cardinals baseball.
It's great. One, it's great to come back and see everyone, all the guys, and then, you know, come back you know, give back to the people that have supported you for a long time, being the Cardinal fans.
And do you have a presentation coming up here as part of this?
No.
No?
No.
Nothing official for you?
Nothing official. Just a signing, and that's it.
Sorry. Just coming in. Most interesting thing that you've been asked to sign on stage here at Winter Warm-Up?
So I didn't sign yet.
Okay. No, anytime. Not necessarily
man,
this year.
Think. Gosh, that's a tough question because there are definitely some random strange things every now and again. God, I can't think anything that would be that fun, to be honest.
What about a crazy question or a crazy story that someone came up to you and told you as you were as you were sitting on the stage over here? There has to be something.
I'm trying to rattle through my memory banks here, but nothing standing out. Sorry to be boring for you on those
points. As a player, when you're here doing this as a player, and I'm sure for you maybe early on as like a young player, is it a little bit overwhelming to come into a situation like this and see this? I mean, there are fans out here that probably know as much about you as anybody. You know, they've got your bio. They know everything about you.
I think the biggest thing is exactly that, especially when you're a young player, is you start to understand that how much the Cardinal fans care and how much they know about each guy. You can be a guy who's never been to the big leagues, and they know where you're from, what right. your mom's name is, your dad's name. They know everything about you, and they're paying attention. And, you know, one thing for me is that it solidifies who the Cardinals are as a fan base, and I think it gives you a little bit of extra energy to want to get to the big leagues, and if you're here, then to want to stay here.
Rick, we're short on time. I appreciate you coming down, stopping by, and taking some time with us here at Winter Warm-Up.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Rick Ankiel, former Cardinal pitcher, now part of the Cardinals broadcast team on Fox Sports Midwest, wrapping up our coverage here from the Winter Warm-Up at the Hyatt Regency at the Arch. More coverage tomorrow. Tom Ackerman, Mike Claiborne will be here tomorrow. Amy Mark scores Charlie Brennan on Monday. I'm Joe Pott. Thanks for joining us for a little time here from the Cardinals Winter Warm-Up on KMOX.